Oh, we are at the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis, Ayin Amud Beis, 70B. We had just made the alternative assertion about the, which part was it, about the Pesach with the Milas Zechara V'Avadav Ma'akeres claim. So we said that when it comes to the Karban Pesach, even if you yourself are circumcised, but your children or your Eved is not, so then you still can't have Truma yourself. Sorry, Pesach yourself. I'm jumping the gun here. So then we're saying, why don't you also say the same thing about Truma, that if you don't have a Bris Milah, then if your child or Eved doesn't have a Bris Milah, you can't have Truma. We probably quoted a pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Well, what about the pasuk of Truma or by Pesach, where it says also the word bow, but it doesn't. You don't learn it the same way." So no, the Pesach has the pasuk of Tosha V'Sachar. So why did you include this one but exclude that one? So he said, "Someone who's uncircumcised about his own body, and therefore you should include that." But and similarly, because it is a something with his body, but also because it carries the punishment of Karis. So now the Gemara says, Adarava. I think that's basically what we got up to. Adarava, this is a couple lines up. Adarava, Milzchar, Vavadav, Havalei, Larabili, Shekin, Yeshna, Mechol, Shah. The Gemara says, no, Hanak, Mafishin. This is similar to what we said yesterday by the other situations. But it's basically saying that even though there is one similarity by the lack of circumcision and the for Pesach and Truma, but for circumcision to be included in the prohibition as opposed to excluded from the prohibition, even though it is also stringent in the fact that it applies at all times. So then, Hanach Mefishin says, no, that doesn't matter. Even though that's the case, the word bo comes to exclude it because the other reasons are more. Maybe the other stringencies are more. That it applies to the body and it's anashkaris by the Karban Pesach. And that's why it's by the Karban Pesach, but not by Truma. The Gemara says, V'ibayis Ema. Sorry, I'm going to clarify that. That's why the restriction for a person to eat the Karban Pesach is also restricted because of their child or Eved, whereas for Truma, which is not Karis, and is not a Masa Begufo, right? It's outside of themselves, so then... Sorry. It is a Masa Begufo, but it's not Karis. I think it would also be a Masa Begufo, no? Oh, no, because RL is talking about himself, as opposed to Milas Zechara V'Avadav is not the same thing as RL. Okay, I'm getting myself and everyone else confused, so I'm just going to keep going. End of the story is that the Karban Pesach comes to include the prohibition of Milas Zecharav V'Avadav, that in order to eat the Karban Pesach, your son and your Eved has to be circumcised. Whereas for Truma, you don't have the same halacha because of the pasuk that says bo, as opposed to other things. V'Yibay Sema, or you could say, below Hanach Mefishin Nami Lo Matis Amar, even if it wasn't for the fact that there are more people or more stringencies about the RL than there is about the Truma. So Gemara says, Mi ika midi da arelis de gufe lo ma'akvabe, arelis da achrin ma'akvabe. Is it possible that the level of uncircumcisedness is not going to affect you yourself, but if someone else in your life is uncircumcised, that's going to affect it? That's going to affect you eating Truma? Meaning that when it comes to Truma, and the RL is allowed to eat it. Um, So how could it be that if you're uncircumcised, you can eat it, but if somebody else is uncircumcised, you can't eat it? That doesn't make any sense. So it says, Hashdam Rabo L'Joshua Da'asa. Now you're saying the word bow by Karban Pesach is coming to teach you that you're not allowed to have the Karban Pesach that the word bow comes to teach you that you're restrained from eating Karban Pesach if your servant or child is not circumcised. But when it comes to Truma, that you are allowed to eat Truma, even if your child or Eved is uncircumcised. The Gemara says, Kol ben yechar lo yochal bo. Why would it say that any foreigner is not allowed to eat it? So lamali. Right? You said the word bo, it comes to teach us this and not something else. So why would it say here again, Kol ben yechar lo yochal bo by the Karban Pesach? So Gemara says, bo, hamaras das poseles, v'yeh hamaras das poseles b'maaser. That's specifically a person who's rebellious, religiously rebellious. Is that how you translate that?
An
apostate, okay. So then that's the type of person that will be posel. What does it mean, posel?
The apostasy disqualifies him.
Himself, not somebody else. The word posel sometimes. Okay.
It
disqualifies himself. Welcome, Gil. We are at the top of 71A. But when it comes to Meister, so you can still have Meister.
Meister Shani,
yeah. Okay, so it says the Gemara, V'chol ara lo ochel bo lamali. Bo in ochel. Did you already say this? V'chol ara lo ochel bo by the Karban Pesach lamali. Bo in ochel, about ochel hu v'matu mara. It's a different drasha. You can't have the Karban Pesach, but you can have matzah and maror if you're uncircumcised. The Gemara says, "V'itzich l'michtav aral, v'itzich l'michtav kol ben nechar." I think I earlier said mistakenly that an aral is allowed to eat Karban Pesach. It meant an aral is allowed to eat truma. Yeah. V'itzich l'michtav aral, v'itzich l'michtav kol ben nechar. You have to say both of these psukim. You have to use both psukim to exclude other situations, meaning the matzah and maror and the meister. V'ikas of rachmana aral mishum demis. Maybe the reason why it said the prohibition or the exclusion, I don't know how to say it, the exceptional quality of what is exclusionary, when it says the word bow, it means only for Karban Pesach, not for other things. Right? The unique quality about an RL by a Karban Pesach, the unique that only by a Karban Pesach it's prohibited. So then the reason why it says it there is because it's disgusting to be uncircumcised. At least that was agreed upon until recently, I guess. But someone who is just an apostate, it's not disgusting, at least in a physical sense. So then Emalo. So maybe it would not be a problem for him to have the Karban Pesach. Because Rechman called Ben Nechar, if you would only talk about the person who's an apostate, because he's spiritually distance from Hashem, or apathetic to Hashem. Aval aral delibol Hashemayim, but someone who's uncircumcised, he could still care about Hashem. So emalo, maybe he wouldn't be asher. Therefore, tzrich, you need both psukim to teach you that both of them are excluded from even Karban Pesach. The Gemara says, also the pasuk says, al toch lememenu na uvashel mevashal b'mayim. You should not eat the Karban Pesach cooked. And it also says, "V'lo sosir mimenu ad boker." You shouldn't leave over any the next morning. So, lamali, why does it say the words mimenu? V'chadrav v'armar of Yitzchak, which we'll say in a few daven from now, who darshins the pasuk, the word mimenu, which for some reason we're not going to say now. So, amar mar, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, ein otzaras. You don't need the pasuk of Toshav v'Safra. Going all the way back. Right, we had said Tosha V'Sachar by the Karban Pesach teaches you about Truma, that even though it doesn't mention that an uncircumcised person can't have Truma, we learn from Karban Pesach that they can't, because of this Pasuk, Tosha V'Sachar. So the Gemara says, Harehu Omer Ish Doesn't the pasuk say ish ish to include the uncircumcised? Oh no. The pasuk ish ish zaharah behutzaro zavakachim lo yochal. The word ish ish is in the pasuk which is telling us a prohibition. I think we said this yesterday, which includes the uncircumcised in the prohibition. And therefore you don't need the pasuk of toshav zaharah. So the Gemara says the aim of the rabbo says ha'onein. So maybe Rabbi Akiva, you're wrong. Maybe it's coming to include the owner who's not allowed to have truma, which is, I think, how we used it yesterday. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinen, Amar Krav, Achol Zar. Zar is a maritulah fulaninus, specifically foreigner, but not an owner. An owner is not a foreigner. He's just in a temporary status. So it says, Ema velo arelus. Let's say it's coming to exclude an arel from the prohibition. So it says, no, haksiv ish, ish. I guess he's just saying that that's his tradition, that the drasha of ish ish teaches us that. So Gemara says, Maris, why would you say one? Why would you say ish ish is inclusive of an arel tanati truma, whereas the pasuk of the chozar is coming to. Is coming to exclude an onain from the prohibition, meaning that an onain is allowed to eat truma. So Gemara says, "Amayra is, why did you say one without the other?" Misdabra arelus havalei l'rabuyei. It's presumably more fitting that the arel, the uncircumcised individual, is more included, or it's more fitting to include him in the prohibition to not eat truma from the pasuk ishish. Shekain, why? Masim. Rusim b'davar ha'eved. There are four different things which are represented by those four words, that are going to make it most fitting. Why? Number one is b'chusim reisa. It's something you can change. You can circumcise yourself and then eat truma. U'masa b'gufo, and it applies to your own body. This is in contradistinction to an onen, right, who can't do anything about the fact that his family member died and can't do anything about the fact that he should become better on his own body. Vanosh Karis then comes with Karis, which no, he doesn't. V'yeshmelos ne'ed divor. And uncircumcision, lack of circumcision, is an Isser in the Torah, which is written even before the Torah was given, as opposed to an Onan, which is only written later. So milas zacharav v'avadav ma'akeves. Umilas zacharav v'avadav ma'akeves. Wait a second. We already did four, no? I said krusim v'davar heves. Oh, so then what's krusim referring to? Krusim is karis. Bidavar, what's bidavar? A little confused. Okay, I'm not really sure, but davar is dibor. So basically we had masim, but we didn't have... Oh, that's what it's doing. It's really five, but it's four words. Ma'asim is plural. There's the mechusar ma'isa, which is that he's missing an activity, and then there's ma'asav agufa, which is that it's an activity on his body. Okay. It's really five things, even though they're four words. It's kind of strange, but okay. And then lastly, the children on being uncircumcised prevents you from eating truma also. Sorry, Karm Pesach also. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Are we talking about Karm Pesach? We were talking about Truma, and now we're talking about Milas Chav Ravadov, which is only by the Karm Pesach. I think it's talking generally about uncircumcised things that affect you. Things that are affected by uncircumcisedness. Yeah. So this is talking about Karm Pesach, even though we were talking about Truma. That's a stringency about someone who's uncircumcised. I think that's what it's saying. It's a stringency. It happens to not affect Truma, which is what we're trying to make the drasha for, but nonetheless, it's something which is indicative of the stringency of uncircumcisedness. Okay? So Adar Abba says Gemara, Aninas Havali La Revolution, Kenyeshim Cholsha, it applies at all times, Vinohegas Vanashim Vanashim, and it applies to both men and women, Vien, 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 and you can't fix it. That's a Chumrah. It says, yeah, that's good, but Hanaf Nefishin, it's even more stringent, the uncircumcised is even more stringent than that. You listed three things, and we listed five. Rava Amar, below Hanach Vishnami Lomasa Tamar, even if it wasn't 5 verses 3, you could still say that an Arel, an uncircumcised person, is more fitting to include that in prohibition. It's more stringent because Amar Kra Ish Ish Ezu Davashation of Ish Vaina Beisha. The pasuk that we're darshaning is the word Ish Ish, a man, something that applies to a man and not a woman. Hare Omer Ze Arelus. That's presumably referring to being uncircumcised. So Rabbi Kiva, Hai Tosha Vasachar May Avid Light, right? Rabbi Kiva just learned the word Ish Ish to teach you that there's an Isser, the Ish Vaina Beisha, as we just said, that someone who's uncircumcised is not allowed to eat truma. But he learns it from Ish Ish and not from the words that we said earlier yesterday, Toshav V'Sachar. So Gemara says, what does he do with those words, Toshav V'Sachar, which we had already explained as Muchtanem Ishnei Stadim, because both the two words, Toshav and Sachar, that it's open for interpretation. So Rabbi Kiva has to interpret it somehow. He has it in his Chumash too, right? Just because you don't make a drasha doesn't mean you take it out of your Chumash. So what do those words mean, Rabbi Kiva? So Amar Rav Shmaya Lasuye Arve Mahul. It's coming to include,
Arab.
I was going to say, is that what that means? Yeah. So an Arab who is circumcised, that even though they're circumcised, if they give oni, mahul, to include them in the prohibition of eating Karban Pesach. That is so interesting.
Fascinating things here. First of all, this is seemingly a typo or a mistake.
What is it supposed to say?
Gavnoni, because the givoni, Gavnoni is the way the Aruch and others read it.
Okay.
Because the Givonim from Sefer Yoshua would be obligated.
So this, you mean because they converted?
They converted.
Okay.
So this is some other tribe and they discuss where they lived here.
Uh-huh. It and says, I have a note here also, it says they're from B'nai Keturah.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Okay. Anyway, the Arabs, so why would a circumcised Arab...
Right, why would we need a pasuk? Yeah.
So it says that this is a circumcised, already circumcised Arab who converted.
Uh-huh.
To whom he was
never recircumcised.
He was never recircumcised.
Right. Typically, even if you are circumcised, which happens very often for people, for men who convert nowadays, you still have to do what's called hatafas tambris, which is not as aggressive as it sounds like. But it's a little prick to make you, like, scratch you a little bit, make it a little bleeding. Yeah. Nothing functional. You're not taking anything off. Yeah. So Gemara says, Vahani Mula Ninhu.
Because it wasn't, since the Mula wasn't ashamed.
Right, exactly. They didn't have the right intentions behind the act. Yeah. So Mula Ninhu. These are considered people that are Gemalin. Vahatanan, meaning, why do you even have to tell us that in the Pasuk? We already know that they wouldn't be included. They're not considered real, you know, Mulin. V'hatzinan, the Mishnah tells us, when it comes to Nidarim, Konam Shani Nanam Da Arelim, Mutzer Ba'areli Yisrav Aster V'mulei Ovde Kochavim. That if somebody says, I'm not going to, or somebody says, I am going to benefit from those who are, sorry, I'm not going to benefit from those who are uncircumcised. So that means, that they are mutter barei leYisrael. You're allowed to get benefit from uncircumcised Jews, but you are not allowed to get benefit by circumcised non-Jews. Why is he allowed to get benefit from the Jews? I mean, he's saying, I can't get any benefit from uncircumcised people, but then he's allowed to get benefit from Jews?
No, if he says...
What does this mean?
The fact that I might get some uncircumcised from the uncircumcised is konam to me.
A konam is a value thing. Is that what it's saying? That I'm going to give...
An offering.
Meaning it's... Right, I'm mixing up a neder and a konam. Konam basically means that whatever amount, whatever value I'm about to say, that's how much I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash, basically, for the sake of a karban here. So here, konam shani nana la'arelim, that I'm going to give to the Beis HaMikdash.
So anything that benefit that he gets from the uncircumcised non-Jews is included in that Kohanim because they're considered like uncircumcised. Uncircumcised non-Jews are like considered like they're not circumcised.
Yeah, something like that. That they're considered an RL even if they are circumcised. Okay, I mean that's the point of why we're saying it in the Gemara. So I'm not sure about the first part. Kohanim Shani Nana Lemulin. If you say that it's about those who are circumcised, so much of the Kohanim is no problem doing anything with Ovdei Kohanim. There's no issue there. I'm back to thinking that it's an issue, not a value thing. For us, there are Ba'arei Yisrael, and he's not allowed to do anything with uncircumcised Jews. Yes, still unsure about the Jewish part. I must be missing something. El Asui Ger Shemal Velo Taval. Says Rabbi Akiva, yeah, you're right. Toshav HaSachar cannot come to exclude non-Jewish circumcised individuals because it's already obvious that they're not considered circumcised at all to even ask the question. So as Rabbi Gemara says, instead, the word Toshav HaSachar comes to include a convert that has circumcision but never actually went to the mikvah. The Kachashalak Shumal. And a child that was given a bris milah, Sarah, that was born already circumcised. Because Savar, Tarach, Latif, and Adambris. And Rabbi Kiva says, in order for them to be included in Karan Pesach, you still have to do Hatafas Dambris. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer, who thinks that the word Toshav HaSachar, which we said yesterday, comes to teach us that Truma, the uncircumcised person, not allowed to have Truma. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Tamei, Tamar Ger Shemal V'Otaval, Ger Mal Yehu, he believes that someone who has done a bris milah but hasn't gone to the mikvah is a full-fledged convert. And Kasavar Katan Shnol Kishnol Mahul Ein Tzarech Lahatzim Ben Adambris. And a child who is born circumcised does not have any requirement to do more blood pricking. Rabbi Eliezer, Hai Ish Ishmay Avidlei, Rabbi Eliezer, who said, that we learn in RL from Toshav HaSachar. So then how do you use the word Ish Ish, which is where Rabbi Akiva learned that in RL is not allowed to have Truma? So my Avalei Dibri Tark Lashem Bnei Adam, the words are just repeated because it's a colloquialism, Ish Ish, every single person, but not to teach you that in any way redundant or superfluous in order to make a drasha. So Bayimar Rav Chama Bar Ukva, Katan RL Mahu, what about a child who is before his eighth day and he's still considered uncircumcised? Do we blame? Do we say that's a problem? Mahu l'sucha b'shemen shel truma. Are you allowed to smear oil, truma oil, on him? Presumably because an RL, according to both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, an RL is prohibited from using truma. And here, it's not that he's really at fault for being an RL. He's not even 8 days old. He's never at fault. I guess it reflects back to the parents. The Gemara says, Uma Akva, right? It's Arel Shelo Bizmana Uma Akva. Are we saying that an Arel, which is of the wrong time to be an Arel, that's still Ma'akev, and he can't use it? Oh, lo Ma'akva, or is it not a problem? So, Amrevi Zir Tashima, Ainli Elamila Schar Vishasasia. All we know in terms of the Isser, in terms of the prohibition to eat from the Karban Pesach, when your child or your eved is uncircumcised, that's only b'shas asiya, when the Karban Pesach is actually being shechted. Va'avad b'shas achila, milas b'char b'shas asiya, va'avad b'shas achila. That the problem for a child being uncircumcised for your Karban Pesach is when they're doing the shechita, and the problem for your servant being uncircumcised is at the time of the Eden Karban Pesach. So minayim li'tein et amar shel zeh v'zeh. How do you know the other for the other? V'es amar shel zeh v'zeh. Lomar, az gzer shav. Okay, make gzer shav that says that even shas asiya matters about the eved, and even shas achila matters about the child. Although if it's one, then it's definitely the other. But okay. So bishlam avad mishkachus la to isnu b'shas achila v'isnu b'shas odis. That's what I was just saying. Bishlam avad mishkachus la to isnu b'shas achila v'isnu b'shas asiya. We have to teach you that even if the eved is only uncircumcised b'shas shchita and is circumcised b'shas achila, meaning maybe he got a bris mila in between the shechita and the eating, a few hours potentially. So then that's why we need the pasuk to tell you, no, he even has to be circumcised b'shas shechita. That's why we have to have that, because it's possible you could do it in the middle. Dizvaninhu beni beni. Or maybe you were, or maybe you acquired him in between. That's also possible. But a child who was good during the eating, but not good by the shechita, so how's that even possible? Sorry, he is prohibited during the eating, but he's not prohibited during the shechting. How's that possible? How could you be an uncircumcised child when it comes to eating, but a circumcised child when it comes to shechita, which comes before the eating? So you can't become uncircumcised. So Gemara says, Lav de isyulud. Is it not telling us that it must be somehow the isyulud bein asiyah l'achila? Does that not mean that somehow he had his foreskin elongated in between? Is that what it's saying? Oh, that's what it means. Sorry. That would be crazy. Obviously, that's not what it's saying. Not obviously, but that's not what it's saying. Rather, what it's saying is it must be that he had a child in between, that his wife was giving birth, and they did the shechita on the Karan Pasach, and all of his children were gemal, and they were all circumcised, and all of a sudden, his wife calls him up and says, I know you're busy with the Karan Pasach now, but Mazel Tov, we just had a son. And then they have to eat the Karan Pesach. Now one of his children is uncircumcised. Should have thought about that one. So and the fact that we need a pasuk to tell us that that's okay means that that would be not okay. In which case, it could very well be that a child who is less than 8 days old is prohibited from create the prohibition for the father. For Karan Pesach, and presumably for Truma also. And that's what it says before, the Shemen Shel Truma case. You shouldn't be able to give the Truma to a child who's less than 8 days old also. So Amar Rav of its Hispera, does that make sense? Himo lo kol zachar marachman v'azik rav laso so. It says, you shall circumcise, and then bring the Karan Pesach, which sounds like it's only relevant beforehand. V'hai lav bar mehilahu. And this person is not capable of getting a circumcision. So it can't be that we're obligating a person to do such a thing. Ela hachma eskin kagon shechalatzatu chama. What does that mean? He was sick somehow and then got better? And he couldn't get circumcised in the middle? Okay, so it's the same type of thing where he's not going to be held accountable for an ones, something he can't control. His child's sick, and therefore he can't do bris mila. So then we're not going to say that the shechita was problematic. But then the child gets better, and then we would have thought that the eating of the Karan Pesach would be prohibited. Also, when we have that pasuk. But that's the situation. It's nothing to do with a child who's less than 8 days old. So Gemara says, "V'neisav leg kol shiva, the Amar Shmuel chalatzatu chama nospin lo kol shiva, yavinan leg kol shiva." Oh, so this is what I know. So yavinan leg kol shiva. But basically, what it means is that you have to wait 7 days for the child to be healthy, and then you can do the circumcision. Okay, so you wait 7 days. That's what Gemara says. Okay, then. So now we're talking about the seventh day. So Gemara says. Nimhale misafra. Wait, 7 days is not me'ez le'ez. It's not down to the second, exact minute. You could do it on the beginning of the seventh day or the eighth day. So the Gemara says, no, ba'inan me'ez le'ez. No, you do need to do it from the exact same time for this halacha. For this halacha, you have to wait to the exact same time of the day. So if the doctor said a week earlier that he got healthy right at like 7 o'clock, on Erev Shabbat, or Erev, whatever that day was, going to the next day. So now it's coming to the week afterwards, you bring the Karan Pesach, and you get to healthy in between the Tzadah Shechita and the Esiyah. Okay. V'hatani Luda'a, person's name is Luda'a, Yom Havra Aso Ki Yom Hivado. He says that it's just like the day that the child is healthy, gets healthy, is the same as the day he was born. So my law, what does it mean the same way? My Yom Hivado Lo V'ina Me'es La'es. We don't have to wait to the exact time. You can say it's the calendar date, and therefore you should have done the circumcision in the morning, or you should have been better already from the morning. The Gemara says, "Lo, adif yom havrasam yom hivadol to il yom hivadol lo yibin meisleis v'il yom havrasam ba'in meisleis." It basically just says, "No, you're wrong. We do go by the time." So Papa Amar kigon dechayiv le'ene li'inuka, that there is some kind of pain in the child's eyes, and therefore he can't have bris mila. Anyone know what this is referring to? He can't open his eyes somehow. And then v'itzvach b'ni b'ni, then he can open his eyes right in between. Which is not a real, I guess that's not a real sickness, but it's a condition that we're worried about. The only sickness that we're worried about in terms of, or that we say that you have to wait 7 days, is when it's some kind of internal fever, apparently. All your entire body, right? Because you have a fever, it goes on to everybody. Okay, good. So Rava Amar, Kigon Shehu Ave V'ima Chavush V'Sasurin. They were incapable of circumcising the child because they were in prison. And then they get out of prison right in between someone does the Karan Pesach for them. And they have to eat the Karan Pesach. Okay, we're concocting some crazy cases here. Rav Kahana Breda, Rav Nechemya Amar, Kigon Tumtum, Shenikra v'nimsa zachar b'ni b'ni. Okay, I don't know if this is crazier than my foreskin example or not, but we're talking about someone who has no signs of male organ, and then all of a sudden, they do the shechita of the Karban Pesach, and the person's, oh, look at that, you are actually male, we didn't realize, and now you have to get a circumcision. So that's the situation. Okay. Rav Shravya Amar Kagon, Shehos Yerosh Shechut the Prozdar. That the child was born, but his, no. And he stayed that way for 7 days?
Well, now we're going to challenge whether that makes any sense.
Yeah, okay, good. So, Michaye, whoever thought of such a thing? Shrabi, what are you talking about? The child's going to sit there for 7 days, his body in the womb and his head out of the womb? That doesn't make any sense. Vatanya, says the Braisa, came and sheds laver olam, niftach hasasim, v'nistam hapasuach. The umbilical cord will cut off all nutrition at that point. I don't know if that's true or not. Is that true? Will the umbilical cord stop feeding the child once it comes to that point in the womb?
I'm really not. Once the child is like half out, I really don't know. But it seems probable that the conclusion, however it is right. You just aren't going to live long.
Right, that part, I get. I'm wondering about the umbilical cord. Yeah, okay, interesting. Shemalekain, ein yachol lichyot afilu sha'achas. If it wasn't the case,
I think maybe what happens at some point is that the placenta internally detaches. And so the placenta and the umbilical cord.
Yeah, is the umbilical cord not long enough?
But is
the placenta not long enough to stretch that far? Is that what you're saying? It detaches when you have a child?
From the inside of the uterus.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So once the placenta is detached from the uterus, it no longer has nutrition to give over to the umbilical. That makes sense. I hear that. So then what does this mean?
Anyway, I think their conclusion is right.
It's just impossible. So how come I'm asking Kigon Dizante Ishasach? What are we talking about here? What does that mean? Somehow there's a warmth or something?
He was sustained by the heat of a fever and didn't need to eat.
Ishasa Deman, Ilem Ishasa Diday. Talk about the child. So then he has a fever, right? You're saying that the heat is going to cause him to have a fever. He got to get better. El Dizante Ishasa Dime. That it's better for her. Oh, that's what it means. It can take care of him if she's warm. Okay. The only time that it's a problem that they can't live is when the child isn't crying. But if he's able to speak, he's breathing and whatever, then that is good enough. Okay, crazy Gemara. Let's just get through this next quote part very quickly, hopefully. They have to become, they have to get sprinkled on to become tahor. On the 10th, they did not get a bris mila because they were weak from the way. It must have been while they were still uncircumcised. Maybe they just didn't do a karpas. It looks like exactly that. So that's a Pesach. It says they did it. Maybe it was they just did a bituma. They didn't get hazah. So it says explicitly, it does enough with all this other stuff. They got a bris mila, they went to the mikvah, and they did the Pesach when they were tahorim. So it must be that they got this hazah, they got the sprinkling to come tahor, even beforehand while they were still uncircumcised. All right, we'll pick it up there. Close to the bottom there.